This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the official Talk Radio Countdown Show in the morning, in the evening. Ain't we got fun? No, we have Michael Harris. Well, he can be fun. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and he's here to go through the charts for the week of October the 4th to the 8th, the story list, the people list. I'm Doug Steffen, here to just make sure that things don't get out of control. I guess that's in. Yeah.
You're the adult in the room. You're the fun.
Oh, yeah, right.
I want to be more like you.
Yes, I know you do. Right.
I want to be fun.
I want to get more shots. Let's get more vaccines. Let's put one in each arm. What do you say?
I was just going to say one for each arm, and I want one in each leg.
Yes, well, in your butt cheeks.
Well, you know, the knee bone is connected to the shin bone. So
that's right. All right, let's connect the stories to the reality.
Since we're both talking at the same time, this is true stereo.
I'll stop.
Two shows for the price of one. I don't know. You're doing fine.
Two big-time radio people for the price of one. Right.
We've never talked over each other as badly as we just did in this program. If I had just tuned in and heard us, I'd think we're rank amateurs. But that's okay. Really? We're entitled to occasionally let our hair down if we had hair.
Well,
and number 10.
What people don't understand.
I don't understand.
Yes, is that the way radio is done today, and I'm happy to say I think I pioneered this, or went a long way to pioneering it, it sounds like we're in the same room. We're virtually together, but yet we are not physically together. Like on the DJV program, the ladies that are on with me are in California, New Jersey, down in Nashville, and I'm in Massachusetts, but yet it sounds like because we've learned the art of not necessarily, we do step on each other once in a while, have a little argument, but no, for the most part, we can anticipate by listening to each other's, the pulse of our voices, which is very important on a good talk radio discussion. You listen to the other people. Listening is more important than talking, right?
In a theoretical way, yeah, theoretically. It's not, in practice, you do eventually have to open your mouth and speak. Otherwise, you get relegated from being a talent to being a listener.
Yes,
but I just came from a radio gathering of radio people, and one of the talking points that we discussed was, is it better for people to be in the same room, or you know, is there a diminishment of quality if you are by remote all in separate rooms? And there are different points of view on that.
Yeah, I would like to explore that with you, actually, but I know you want to do the lists first.
I don't really want to, but it's part of my job description.
Yes, it is.
So I'll do it.
Please.
Number 10, the Nobel Prizes and the Major League Baseball playoffs, tied at number 10. At number 9, race relations, voting legislation, Texas abortion law, all tied at number 9. At number 8, climate change, and that's tied with kind of a related area, a subject, the California oil spill, environmentalism. At number 7, the China's Taiwan aggression, tied with U.S. foreign policy. At number 6, a tie between immigration, crime, and homelessness. At number 5, a tie between, and they're all basically economic, the economy in general, supply chain issues, inflation issues, and the labor shortage. At number 4, the Facebook whistleblower revelations. That's cool. At number 3, January 6th investigation tied with Trump's election fraud claims that just don't stop. At number 2, COVID-19, last week was one, this week it's two, it's still big. COVID-19 vaccines, boosters, masks, and mandates. Number 1, the budget debate tied with the debt ceiling, tied with the infrastructure and reconciliation bills. So the arguing over moolah in Washington continues. The People Survey, Francis Hogan and Mark Zuckerberg, that's the Facebook story at 10, Mike Pence at 9, Nikki Haley at 8, Donald Trump at 7, Mitch McConnell at 6, number 5 is Chuck Schumer, number 4 is Nancy Pelosi, number 3 is Joe Manchin, number 2 is Kyrsten Sinema, and number 1 is Joe Biden. And it's been kind of a wild week.
You know, the Nobel Prize winners, I reminded myself of the story of Mr. Nobel, who was the inventor of dynamite. And his reason for funding all of these things was because he was guilty, felt guilty, creating something that was so destructive. So all of the vast billions that have come from the manufacture and sale of dynamite over the years goes at least in part to his family and to his trust. And that's the money they use to give a lot. People don't know. They hear Nobel and they don't know who he was, what he did. That's part of the story that's left out. So there's that. I remember reading something about what he said regarding his guilt, and it reminded me, remember Edward Teller, the guy who more or less put the A-bomb together?
I was thinking that when you were saying the story, I was thinking his guilt was alleviated after the nuclear weapons were invented that relegate dynamite to something far less dangerous.
Yeah, I guess it is, in a manner of speaking. It still can, you know, you can get killed by both of them one way or another. Mm-hmm. But Edward Teller, who is the father, so-called father of the A-bomb, and the atomic bomb is sort of similar to the nuclear bomb.
But well, he it said is a nuclear bomb.
Yeah, right. Well, it's a bit different, isn't it? A different strain, sort of. The A-bomb.
It's a lower level. The H-bomb, the hydrogen bomb,
right,
takes it
hydrogen.
To a more intense level. But
right.
The A-bomb, the H-bomb, they're all nuclear weapons. They're all based upon the splitting of the atom.
Yep. And Teller said he wished he'd never done it. Never. If he envisioned he thought he was doing it for good, because there were a lot of people at that time who were talking about nuclear medicine and how if you can split the cellular structure, the atom structure, atomic structure of the body, you can save a lot of people from horrible illnesses and death. And that was his motivation. And then it got used for the bombs. And he said, I wish I'd never done it.
Yeah, well, you can say the same thing about the sword. You know, you can use the sword for medical procedures, or you can stab somebody. Every form of technology, particularly weaponry, has its upside and its downside.
Isn't that interesting?
That's the amazing philosophical, theoretical insight to technology. There's an upside and a downside. Look at what we're dealing with social media. I mean, right now we're coming to the revelation that Facebook and social media might be the underlying source of all of our societal problems today.
Most of them, yeah.
A case could be made for that. And yet, look at the magnificent technology we have that opens the door to you and I having this conversation in the same room, and we're only in the same headspace. We're not in the same room. Technology. Yeah. So mankind is blessed and cursed with its ability to create technology.
Yeah, that's very sage. Yeah, it is. I was never thought about the knife. I thought about it as a weapon, but I never thought of it as a part of technology. But I suppose it's like anything else.
It is. The knife is as much a technological advancement in its time as the splitting of the atom was, you know.
Well, think about it. Maybe we could say that about the wheel, the invention of the wheel. We could say that about fire. You know, all that stuff. Those are technological marvels of their time.
And equally great.
Mm-hmm.
Equally awesome. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine when the original humans suddenly figured out how to create and control fire? Changed everything. The wheel changed everything.
Lightning struck something and burned it, and that's where fire came from, I think, isn't it? Wasn't that how it started?
Well, I mean, they don't have film on it, but the fact is it probably happened that way. Lightning struck something, and then some bright caveman, to use a generic term,
right,
picked up a stick that was glowing, and picked it up from the fire, and walked 100 feet over to another place and touched it to some tinder, and he moved the fire from one place to another. Ah, he transported it, and that was the beginning of how it
pretty
worked.
Amazing how the human mind works, isn't it? Get right down.
Well, how about painting on the cave walls was a form of technology.
Yeah.
And they used their fingers to do it. Then somebody invented the paintbrush, and they said, that's not art. You have to use your fingers. That's a tool. That's not art. And then somebody invented writing and painting on parchment, and that was the first mobile media. Then all of a sudden, wow, we're not stuck in the cave. You don't have to go to the library to get the book. You can go online. Same thing.
Yeah,
it's all the same process, and each one is equally a move forward as the next one. It's just that it becomes more complex and sophisticated, but it's the same process.
There it is. The sage words of Michael Harrison, the founder, the editor, the publisher of Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, continuing with a focus on the stories and the people and the ancillary things that are making conversation radio this week. As we continue, there's a miracle supplement to help you lose weight called Calitrin. It's a miracle because it's so simple. It's so easy for you to use. The Calitrin formula does not contain any drugs, does not contain any stimulants. It's all pure, natural aloe vera, Calitrin, the things that make your body function better, if you will, are all part of the Calitrin program. Losing weight and keeping it off is the thing. I'm just looking at some of the reviews. I was distracted a little because I saw a couple of pages on toploss.com. Here's a lady named Linda, who says, I began Calitrin about 2 months ago. I have lost 15 pounds to date. What I really like is that my joint pain is dissipating and I'm sleeping better. For me, Calitrin is an extremely good product, and I will continue to use it. It's a simple, straightforward statement from somebody who's had great success. You want to enjoy keeping the weight off of your body as you go into the wintertime? Help yourself to Calitrin at toploss.com. You get all the explanation. You can spend hours looking at the reviews, looking at the contents, looking at all of the things that are important. Check it all out at toploss.com. And when you do check out, use the DJV code for discounts and free shipping.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 past the hour, the stories of the radio world, the stories that are important to those who listen to News Talk Radio. That's the mana of talkers and the list. Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. Find the list there every week, also at djvshow.com. So the story list and the whole business about COVID and, I don't know, the top two things here. We ought to spend a little time, Michael, if we can. But before we get to that, you were talking about you went to a radio event this week. What event did you go to?
It was just a private radio event.
Private people.
We got together and discussed you know, various aspects of modern life.
Huh. Too bad. How did I not get invited? I could have added a lot to the conversation.
Because you're not part of that organization. I'm a member of secret societies.
Oh, of course. I'm not a member of the club.
I know.
Okay, let's keep going here. Biden has vigorously defended the use of vaccination mandates. Meanwhile, all the airlines are saying if we mandate and tell our pilots and crew they got to have shots by a certain date, we'll be not flying many people around for Christmas and the holidays. That's basically it. So what's the fix? I don't see. I think the mandate. I don't like mandates, period. That's my own switch. I think you got to educate people as to why it makes sense to get the vaccine and hope that that works. But Biden's very proud of his mandate and his position on this. But where does it go, Michael?
Well, I don't know. Maybe the thing will go its own course and eventually go away through means that we don't understand, because it is surrounded by a certain element of mystery, and then we won't be talking about this anymore. And let me tell you, once this thing is done, it's going to be a subject nobody wants to talk about. It's going to drop off of the
chart. You're talking about COVID.
COVID. And so, you know, because one of the things that I have found in studying this as objectively as I can is that the rules of the game, you know, masks, mandates, vaccines, crowds, social distancing, all of these different things that we do, you know, in some cases they work, but in other cases they don't. And there's an inconsistency between the trends and the predictions and the actions. There's just an inconsistency about it. Right now, the trends at this moment that we're speaking, the numbers are going down. Hospitalizations are down
dramatically.
and deaths are down, and yet some of the things that were supposed to, the protocols are not happening. So there's a disconnect between cause and between cause and effect. And so the answer is, where you asked me the question, where do we go from here?
Yeah.
We continue
conversationally.
Arguing
I meant conversationally on
we
the air.
We continue attitude. Just like we're talking. Like I'm trying to bring up another page here in the conversation to give you a fresh look at it.
Yep.
Is that we talk about it, but ultimately it's going to do what it's going to do regardless of what we say. That's the point.
I guess that's true. It is what it is. Manner of speaking.
No.
It's kind of like you remember studying miracle plays, morality plays, that sort of thing. In early English, did you ever study those early ways of?
I didn't study them too hard, but I definitely remember some classes in that. Yeah,
I did a lot of theater stuff and public arts things when I was in school, and I remember talking about miracle plays, morality plays. But it was an English class actually where I learned about it. Some of the first written books, if you will, or. Our transcribed books were miracle plays and morality plays. And I think this COVID thing is playing out that way. It's kind of like the morality of requiring shots, the morality of the immorality of not getting shots, the immorality of not wearing a mask, you know, that sort of thing. And what it does, people are worried about themselves, but what happens to others if you don't get a mask or wear a mask and if you don't get a shot? And that's part of the conversation. Maybe we'll carry that on a little bit as we continue here on the Talk Radio.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is responding to a disappointing September jobs report. The Labor Department said fewer than 200,000 jobs were created last month. Analysts predicted the number would be twice as large. President Biden explained the reason.
Today's report is based on a survey that was taken during the week of September the 13th.
He said cases of COVID-19 have been decreasing. And he said Americans have been hearing the news from Washington as just noise.
Every disagreement is a crisis. But when you take a step back and look at what's happening, we're actually making real progress.
China is calling on the U.S. to withdraw troops from Taiwan in response to reports that a small presence of American troops have been training forces there for at least a year. U.S. officials confirmed that a small contingent of Marines are there. This is USA Radio News. The Department of Justice has declined to charge a white Wisconsin police officer in the shooting of a black man last year that left him paralyzed from the waist down. Kenosha police officer Rustin Chesky shot Jacob Blake during a domestic disturbance last August. The incident sparked several protests, including one where an Illinois man shot three people and two of them died. No state charges were filed because prosecutors say Blake had a knife. The Justice Department conducted a civil rights investigation and determined there wasn't enough evidence to show the officer used excessive force or violated Blake's federal rights. A jury in Boston has convicted two fathers in the college admissions cheating scandal. Police say John Wilson and Kamal Abdul Aziz used fraud and bribery to get their kids into the University of Southern California with bogus athletic scholarships. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our talk radio focus, Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the story list. I kind of want to, as we often do, divert to other things that are ancillary to the business. But there was one thing this week that wasn't talked about much. And I mentioned it on a couple of occasions. I felt not guilty, but like I didn't do my part in discussing the Merck COVID pill, which is supposed to fix everything. if you believe, you won't die, you won't have to go to the hospital. And so some people, it was good discussion because it brought out people's thoughts about Merck and other things that they've done. And the question was, why, if Merck is so good, why don't they have a vaccine? Well, they said, we've put all our efforts into the pill. And so if it gets approved, it could be, and it's good, it could be revolutionary, and it would contribute to what you said a few minutes ago. As I was listening to your thoughts, you're always one, I look to you as a good stimulant for the things I talk about on the air oftentimes. You lead, you're a thought leader. And so as I listened to you talk about how this will wane, these subjects like COVID, they wax and they wane, and sooner or later we'll not talk about it. Like we don't talk about Ebola, we don't talk about SARS, we don't talk about a lot of these things. And so if that's the case, that'll be great, because there are other things I think that are more important to talk about, but they aren't full of fear, so you don't talk about them. But this pill, why do you suppose more of us did not talk about the pill this week?
I don't know. I thought the same thing, and I'm obviously aware of it. And the talkers, we considered it as a topic to explore how much people are talking about it, but there wasn't that much talk about it because I don't think it's that defined as to what the pros and cons are of a pill versus a vaccine. I mean, why would it be the answer to all our problems because it enters your body through your pie hole
some people
as opposed to
shot.
Your arm?
Yeah, but it's a funny thing. People feel more comfortable about taking.
No, but people think that the government is listening to Alex Jones and some of those guys on those talk programs. They've put a little capsule in the vaccine. They're going to track you.
I don't think that that's the main issue. I do believe
it, but
you touched on it. I think a lot of people are afraid of the jab. I know when I was a kid, the thought of getting a needle scared me. There was something about, you know, you can
me
get
too.
Shot.
Do you have a scar where you got all your vaccines when you were a kid?
No, I don't. I don't have that scar. A lot of people of my generation have that funny scar.
Yeah.
And I don't.
So like a circle.
Yeah. You know, sort of a marker of a generation.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I got
you
my
have
shot,
one?
See?
Why don't you?
I do
why
have
don't
one.
You? Can I help you? With getting a lot of traffic to your website, why don't you have a photo taken of your scar and put it up on the web?
Okay.
Assuming I would love to see it, and I don't feel like getting together with you right now. So.
Yeah, no dinners for us.
Yeah. No dinners for at least another
Send
year.
Send me a picture of your scar. Well, I think that we can have dinner by Christmas. I think the way the numbers are going down, down, Christmas. I have my dinner. I'm going to Israel, actually, at Christmas. You want to come with
me? Are you really?
I am.
Are you really?
Yep, I am.
Okay.
I haven't been there.
Listen, take a trip. Okay.
Great falafel.
Yeah, well, it's a great country. I find it fascinating. I love going to Israel. And England is one of my favorite places to visit outside of America.
Just
I was going to say Hawaii is, too, but Hawaii is part of America.
Just a little background. Doug and I in times past, a long time ago now, the years have gone by. On at least one occasion, we traveled all over Israel and hung out with Benjamin
Netanyahu.
Just
the two of us. We had a great trip. Yeah.
Yeah,
it was a great trip. And, we hung out with Benjamin.
We did.
He was a character, man. I wouldn't want to get caught in a dark alley with him. Ooh. He's a tough guy. tough guy.
I felt when you and I sat down in that stark room with him, mm-hmm. I felt that you and I were buying a new car, and he was the manager. And we actually got to see the guy in the back. You never get to see the guy in the back room who's, mm-hmm. you know, the salesman goes, I'll go talk to the manager. No, he can't come down another $100.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's who I felt I was with.
You got to buy a low jack or you can't buy the car. All right. One other thing, because I know you love sports, I know you love football, et cetera. These players that are not getting vaccinated, they have gone to the mat in Canada, telling the people that play for the various teams, especially the teams that interact with American teams, like the hockey teams do. I guess they have a couple of basketball teams up there. If you come to our country and you're not vaccinated, we'll arrest you and put you in jail. How about that for motivation?
Well, this is back to the morality play that you were talking about.
Yeah.
You know, it's you have to understand, sports is contact. Remember when AIDS was happening, how the boxing world went crazy?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, referees were wearing gloves. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are sports where you're sweating all over each other, touching each other, and in many cases, bleeding on each other.
Remember how basketball did a good job of figuring it out? They put them all in one place.
They had the bubble.
Yeah, and they didn't let them go anywhere else, and so that seemed to work. For them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you couldn't do that, I guess, with football, but basketball, yeah.
Yeah, but we don't know that that was what kept the numbers at that level. We do not know that had basketball not done that, there would have been any more or less COVID cases among basketball players. That's what I was pointing out before. We don't really know the correlation between these methods that we do. They seem to make sense. There's a certain logic to them, but if you really dig into the numbers and the trends, we don't know for sure that there's a correlation between certain social processes, masks, social distancing, etc., and actual statistics and numbers. There are cases where the numbers of hospitalizations and deaths go up in the same places where people are following these mandates.
Yeah.
And there are cases in certain places where they're not followed, where they still go down.
Yep.
I'm not saying this
crazy.
Is not a political statement on my part. This is just I'm kind of in some ways a research guy. And
yeah.
I look at these kinds of things and I'm telling you what I'm seeing.
Yeah. You know, that sort of reminds me of the idea of the debate of over the budget and things like that have become very political. And that's a morality play, too. I just now, this whole theme of morality, morals, has gotten into my head the last few days. Ethics, morality, and how immoral it is to be spending money that we don't have and taxing people the way that we do and having no recourse. People have no recourse to stop the fraud, the waste, the abuse. Taxation, the money being spent by the government's abusive. And we think we have a recourse to it at the election time in the ballot box, but we don't really, because they have now corrupted the balloting process so that the people who are there can stay there. And they can get people in that are their friends, and they can continue to control things. I think that's completely immoral. And I'm now tying it into the miracle and morality plays, which I hadn't thought of before.
The issue about budgets, the issue about debt, the issue about that particular aspect of the numbers is a morality issue, just as it's a morality issue in your personal life. If you live above your means,
yeah.
That's an immoral act.
Yeah.
There is a connection to morality, to how you budget your life, to what you consider to be necessities, to what you can't live without. You know, you can't always get what you want, but if you try real hard, you can get what you need. Rolling Stones, you know.
Yeah.
We really do have to reevaluate what's important to us. What are our priorities, and how far are we willing to go in terms of selling out our future and the future generations for what we have to have right now? And that's what it comes down to. And that's where the morality ties into budget.
Well, I could look at a lot of the things on the story list here. The continuing focus on climate change and the immorality of it being played out as if it was all human beings' fault, which it isn't. You know, this week there were a lot of flash floods in Alabama and Tennessee and those areas, dumping heavy rain down there. And people say, oh, now this is horrible. This is climate. The climate's being ruined by human beings. Well, that's not really in evidence. The facts are not. There is influence, but is it immoral to claim any or all of these things? Is it immoral to have 2 million people on the border trying to get into our country and we're just letting them in? Or is it immoral to not let them in because
it's
we
both.
Have the means to help? You know, but yeah.
It's immoral to let them in, and it's immoral not to, based upon what measurement of morality you're focusing on. I think we have to take a break.
Yeah, we do. But that's it. Are we just getting warmed up, too?
I need a pit stop. I need to rest.
Yeah, right. Okay. On the people list this week from Talkers Magazine, I'd like to make sure that we get the official list on in each hour of the program, just in case we get off, and I know that we do, onto tangents. So the official list from Talkers has Mark Zuckerberg in the number 10 position, Mike Pence at number 9, Nikki Haley is in 8th position, Mr. Trump is in 7th, Mitch McConnell, or the fossil, number 6, Chuck Schumer, another one, those beauties, all these political stars here, right? 5 is Schumer, 4 is Pelosi, 3 is Joe Manchin, 2 is Kyrsten Sinema, and Joe Biden is at the number 1 spot. Once again, the President of the United States usually gets himself into, or herself, if we get to that, into that position today, because that's what a lot of people. News talk radio represents, I sometimes think it ought to be described as political news talk radio, because that's what it is more times than not. All right, so there are the lists, people and stories here. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, Michael's interview on the MH interview in the Focus right after these words. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time for us to overview the story list here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week, the week of October 4th to the 8th, and at number 10 on the story list from Talkers Magazine, the Nobel Prizes have been awarded. Number 9, the business about abortion in Texas. Number 8, the situation of the California oil spill. Number 7, China. Number 6, immigration. Number 5, the economy. Number 4, Facebook. Number 3, January 6th. My God, will we ever be over that? That's my editorial comment. Thank you very much. Number 2 this week is COVID, which is the first time that's been out of the number 1 slot for a number of weeks, if not a number of months. But that was superseded, if that's the right way to look at it. Number 1 this week is the budget debate and the debt ceiling and all of the things that we're talking about with regard to the morality of government spending. Those are the top 10 items from Talkers Magazine. Okay, the interesting, the Michael Harrison interview is always a great listen. This week, you have somebody running for mayor in New York, and a guy who's been on the radio at WABC, well, actually been
on, hasn't he been on all three of the talk stations in New York?
He was on WABC, and he was also on AM 970, The Answer. Curtis right. Sliwub, founder of the Guardian Angels, a paid volunteer community protection agency, the
yeah.
vigilante group that
yeah,
they're
vigilantes.
Popular.
Yeah.
And he also he ran for the Republican nomination and won by a landslide. Now he's the underdog in the general election. I think he has a chance. Most people say he doesn't.
I think he does, too. He's a yeah. very quirky guy. He's mm-hmm. not somebody you could be friends with because it's all about him. But he's an interesting talk personality and interesting guy.
Yeah.
Just whenever, you know, yeah, I've tried to have a conversation with him and I can't.
He wears a costume.
Yeah, right.
You
did better than I did.
Spider-Man.
Right.
I call him Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
MHInterview.com, folks. MHInterview.com. Thanks, Doug.
10 before the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show now, continuing with the services of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college professor of law and an expert on scams and that sort of thing. So I want to get, before we talk about some of the specifics in the story list this week from Talkers Magazine, I would like to engage you in a conversation of immorality versus illegality. This week I've gotten off onto a toot with almost every issue talking about the immorality, for example, of spending, the budget debate and the continuing pushing the can down the road and borrowing money that who knows who is going to have to pay back. Do we just think we're not going to pay it back? We're just going to go bankrupt and stiff. If it's the Chinese we stiff, I don't worry about it. But if we're stiffing other countries and banks and stuff, I see that that's a moral issue. So when in your classes, you have to, there's such a thing. I know it seems to be anti-congruent, but there's such a thing as morality in the law. And so, and I think you teach that in your one of your classes, don't you?
We do have ethics. I got a chuckle out of the fact that you're actually asking me, a lawyer, about ethics and morality. You know, it actually,
well, because I know you well and respect you, and I know that you're an ethical guy. And my lawyer here in town, who I've known longer than I've known you, and I've known you for 30 years. I've known him for 45, and I think he's a fabulous friend,
and I consider you to be a great friend, and I don't think there's an immoral bone in your body. But there sure as hell are a lot of lawyers that I've come across that are, and so that's why the joke, I guess, in a manner of speaking. But this goes deeper than that, Steve. The whole business about Facebook, what an immoral guy and an immoral company. I mean, look across the board at so many issues today that surround people that are immoral.
Well, you know, that is exactly where it came up in one of my classes that I teach is media law. And we were discussing the Facebook revelations, which really weren't any big revelations. It just showed proof of what we already knew by the whistleblower. And in the whistleblower's testimony, one of the things she was saying was that she thought it was a real conflict of interest the way they were treating the public. And I said, quite frankly, it wasn't a conflict of interest. Steve Jobs once said, if you're not paying for a product, you are the product. We are not Facebook's customers. They don't owe us any kind of obligation. They're just taking care of their business and their customers who are their advertisers. So when you flip that, the outrageous things that they are doing and the terrible effects they are having on society, there's not an illegal thing that they're doing. But is it unethical and immoral? Abso-blankin-lutely. And so this is something that, I think laws have got to give a bit more concern to the fact of when something is downright unethical, immoral, and we'll throw in fattening.
One of the things we have an ancillary hour to the official Talk Radio Countdown show that goes with it is a two-hour weekend program. And one of the things we were talking about was the whole business of whether Facebook is, or any of these social media, are helping us. And the answer is probably no. But one person sent me on a Twitter post describing, I've used this on occasion, you probably had it too. I'll put it in quotes because then I won't get in trouble. Referring to Zuckerberg as a rat, you've probably heard that expression before, but you know, it kind of is. But you know, he's playing with all the cards in a manner of speaking. Yeah, so
he is. Yeah. He is, and he's dealing with a Congress that for many years was not really sufficiently sophisticated technologically to know what he was talking about. So, there are some real issues. Social media does have some benefits, and, you know, this is something we've had battles with the Supreme Court about where they want to outlaw technology, and you look at the benefits and the detriments. But, boy, those detriments are huge and need to be confronted and need to be regulated. And Facebook, I mean, my grandmother used to not pronounce lawyer. She'd say, that's my grandson, the liar. How he can lie with a straight face is beyond me.
It's amazing. I thought the movie that portrayed the beginning of Facebook that had, I forget the kid's name who played Zuckerberg, but I know Armie Hammer played the twins that got screwed by Zuckerberg at the very beginning, and that pretty much told the story of who he is and what he is. So, all right, there it is. There's a trip down memory lane to a point. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here, helping us understand the reality of a lot of the issues each week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.